Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Since Pentecost, we've been inviting everyone praying with us to join us as we pool all of our prayer, work, joy, and suffering together in a kind of spiritual treasury, because there's a special provision in the church for a thing called a public association of the faithful. In fact, Archbishop Naumann made us a public association. In that way, it gives the chance for many individuals to associate together, to do something together that they can't do on their own. That means that if you become a member of this movement, a member of this association, then every prayer, work, joy, and suffering you offer gets linked to all the other members, and that becomes a tremendous spiritual force that can be offered for the conversion and holiness of your loved ones. And all you have to do is just make an act of the will. And we give a simple way to do it by clicking the link below and enrolling to be a member in the movement of the Holy Family. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, why is this a big deal? Why is the Immaculate Heart of Mary so important? Well, on July 13, 1917, Mary showed the three children of Fatima a vision of hell and then said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go, to save them from going to hell. God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." There it is. That's the remedy. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Then she said, "If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." Then Our Lady said that if people do not cease offending God, the world would continue to experience war, famine, and the persecution of the church. But she gave the way to save souls and bring world peace. And that way has two parts. First, Our Lady said, "I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart. And the second, the communion of reparation on First Saturdays. After this, Mary said, if my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, however, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So God has willed that conversion, even the conversion of our loved ones, which we so desperately want, and peace in the world, are tied to the consecration of Russia to Mary's Immaculate Heart and First Saturdays of Reparation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery, did the consecration work? Sister Lucia of Fatima emphatically stated that the conversion of Russia meant that Russia would grant religious freedom to the people under her. Pope St. John Paul II consecrated the world and Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on March 25, 1984. Some people think the consecration didn't work, but look what happened. In the mid-1980s, everyone thought the Soviet Union would last for a long time. But then John Paul consecrates Russia, and dramatic events unfold. Chernenko dies, and Mikhail Gorbachev is elected the last General Secretary of the Soviet Union in 1985, and immediately he implements glasnost, which means openness, and perestroika, restructuring. Then on November 8, 1989, Sister Lucia confirmed the consecration of Russia requested by Our Lady has been accomplished, and God will keep his word. That was November 8th, 1989. And what happens November 9th? The Berlin Wall falls. On December 1st, Gorbachev, on his own accord, went to the Vatican, and John Paul, in front of all the journalists, said, looked at Gorbachev, pointed his finger and said, "You promised me religious freedom." And Gorbachev said, "Yes, I will grant it." May 13, 1991, John Paul gave thanks to Mary for the liberation of East Central Europe from communism as the fruit of the consecration. Then on August 19, 1991, the Soviet hardliners attempt a coup to throw out Gorbachev and reestablish power. But what happens? 3 days later, August 22nd, the Feast of the Queenship of Mary, the coup fails. Then on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the formation of the Commonwealth of former Soviet republics begin, each one independent. Then on December 25th, 1991, the Soviet red flag with hammer and sickle was lowered for the very last time. Gorbachev announced his resignation, and all the nations and people under the Iron Curtain receive religious freedom and political independence. And not a shot was fired. There is no explanation on the natural level except the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. But have we experienced the worldwide triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the era of peace? Doesn't seem like it. Well, What is God waiting for? The Pope did his part, but we have not done ours. Our Lady explicitly stated that once the Pope consecrates Russia, then our part kicks in to pray the rosary every day and to practice the five first Saturdays of reparation. On December 10th, 1925, Mary appeared to Sister Lucia and said, "Look, my daughter, at my heart, surrounded with thorns with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the moment of death with all the graces necessary for salvation all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months will go to confession, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the life of my son with the intention of making reparation to me." Now, even at first, Sister Lucia ignored Our Lady's request and did not make the message of the five first Saturdays known. But then, on February 15th, as she was taking the trash to the dumpster behind the convent, where some months earlier she met a young child, whom she asked if he knew the Hail Mary, and he said he did, but he made no attempt to say it. So she told him to go and learn it. But on this day, she once again met the same child, and she asked him, "Did you do as I told you and learn the prayer?" The child then turned to her and said, "And have you spread through the world what our Heavenly Mother requested of you?" And with that, he was transformed into the resplendent Lord Jesus. Immediately, Sister Lucia made excuses, but Jesus responded, "It is true, my daughter, that many souls begin the first Saturdays, but few finish them. It would please me more if they did the five with fervor and with the intention of making reparation to the heart of your Heavenly Mother." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Jesus revealed to Sister Lucia that once the consecration is accomplished, the Holy Father must then promise that he will recommend the practice of the five first Saturdays. So the time immediately following the granting of religious freedom in Russia was supposed to be the time when first Saturdays of reparation kicks in. But we have not practiced the first Saturdays, as our Lord asked. And just as Our Lady warned, many people have fallen away from Christ in the church, and fear, hatred, and war have covered the earth. In the approved apparition of Quapua, Nicaragua in the 1980s, Our Lady said, "Renew the five first Saturdays. You received many graces when all of you did this." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Sister Lucia wrote, Our Lady promised to postpone the scourge of war if this devotion is spread and practiced. We see her putting off this chastisement in the measure that efforts are being made to spread it. But I am afraid we are not doing all that we are able. Peace or war depends on the five first Saturdays along with the consecration. So what can we do? Once a month, on the first Saturday, go to confession, receive Holy Communion, pray five decades of the Rosary, spend 15 minutes with Mary meditating on the life of Jesus, and offer it in reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And if you've already done the five first Saturdays, don't stop. Jesus told Lucia, continue them in the name of those who will not. And do this, do the five first Saturdays for the conversion of your spouse, your children, your loved ones who have fallen away. It may be the most effective thing you can do for their salvation. And let's help one another. Live the five first Saturdays perpetually and offer it up for all the fallen away loved ones of all the members of the movement of the Holy Family. We can do more together than we can alone. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, every day this month, I've been suggesting one practical thing we could do as far as prayer, work, joy, and suffering that we could all do together and then add to this spiritual treasury that can be applied to for the conversion of all our loved ones. And I was thinking that, what could we do today? Well, Our Lady made it so obvious. She said, not only practice the five first Saturdays, but spread it over and over. She says, spread it. Mm-hmm. So how about today we all ask somebody, hey, do you know what the five first Saturdays is? And then tell them about it. That could be your work for the day.
That's very good.
In about 1995, I was a youth minister, and I told a large group, about 1,000 junior high students, the events of Fatima. Mm-hmm. And I told them about First Saturdays. 20 years later, I got a letter from a young woman who was inviting me to her final profession of vows to become a nun.
Wow.
And in her letter, she said, "You may not remember me, but my life changed when I heard the call for the five first Saturdays of reparation. I began to do it, and that led me to a profound conversion and a whole change of life."
That's incredible.
It all began with me telling her about five first Saturdays.
Just doing what Mary told you to do. But doesn't mean we do it.
Right. And there are many Catholics who don't know about this.
Mm-hmm.
So how
and
about today
anyways,
just ask?
Even if they know it, the reminder is so important. And the invitation to do it with someone.
Yeah, there you go.
There's something about, it's not that you guilt someone if they don't do it, but when I know that whether or not I go, no one will know, it's just easier not to go.
Yeah.
When I tell a friend and when I know they're going to check in with me, it's a way to remind myself and to hold myself just a little bit more accountable. Even if there's no real consequences, the invitation's good.
That's brilliant. Okay, let's do that. Ask somebody if they know about Five First Saturdays and then invite them to do it with you. And guess what? Next Saturday is the first Saturday.
That's perfect.
Well, thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.